to the Alex Jones Show.
Back live here on the broadcast, and I'm in Texas. We're doing a simulcast on the Russian live 60 Minutes program. We'll see how this works, and they've got some questions for me, so I'm happy to talk to the Russians about this very important election here in the United States. So go ahead, folks, there in Russia. Hi. All right. Well, I guess they're going live. You know, it's fun to do these type of things, but I told the crew that I got a lot of important stuff to cover here. So I'm going to bail here in about 10 seconds, as my instincts told me to do earlier. I'm going to come back, reset the show, and break it all down for folks. All right, bailing, boom, didn't work, cut it, doing my show. We're done. Thank you. Not doing that again. All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the live broadcast. We have very, very important, massive news and information to cover today. We're at the most critical juncture in U.S. history, and all of the secretive military preparation for war with the American people is now public. And what does that tell you? And again, I'm not talking to the audience, the general audience that is very informed. We really care about you, but we also care about folks that are tuning in for the first time that do not understand what's going on. Most of the military are great people, and they're being given cover stories. And for decades, since George Herbert Walker Bush, they've been training in earnest to go up against the American people, but they need cover stories to do it. Now, we're the closest to them actually trying to end the Republic using crises to bring in a permanent emergency. Civil emergency. Now, Ron Paul, in the last 48 hours, came out and talked about it. And the listeners are like, hey, we've already heard this for 2 weeks from you about the latest public document from the DOD about lethal force against the American people. But the good news is it's trended top story yesterday, even bigger than the Bret Baier interview with the idiot Kamala. And that's fun to play and show how she's an idiot, but it's really just political fluff at the end of the day. And we got some of that coming up today. And Roger Stone's joining us with the latest on the campaign and inside baseball in the last 45 minutes of the next hour. And then I'll continue with news and calls throughout the transmission. But I've learned that when I cover something 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago, 2 weeks ago, and yeah, 5-10 million people hear about it, I've got to come back to it when the general public now actually wants to know what's going on. But it is very, very ominous when you have this DOD directive and then everything else going on in the background and the talk of how Trump's going to bring in martial law. They're getting you ready for that with all the Hollywood movies about civil war and a Trumpian character being killed by the military and they're the good guys killing him. They are really setting the table, or the table is set, I would say, just a little over 2 weeks now, 18 days now, from this incredibly urgent, existential election. So here is former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul reading the actual document. And then I've done this some, but I want to go over more of it because if you think them talking about killing American citizens is bad, the whole document itself is a compendium of all the preparations that are going on for full-out military rule, which is always the main staple of living in martial law, North Korea, Nazi Germany, so on and so such, and so forth. So here's Ron Paul.
But we want to start off with a headline from Zero Hedge. It's pretty hot headline. U.S. military now is authorized to kill Americans on U.S. soil. That can't be possible. Yeah. This would open up the door for the careless use, and if more frequent and legal, it'll be legal now, so nobody will have to worry about that. Send in the troops. We need you to shoot a couple of these people. Yeah. They're opposing our policies. They're demonstrating against COVID rules or something they'll come up with. So I think it's very, very dangerous.
So here it is. Now, Zero Hedge picked it up from Armageddon Pros, which is a Substack, which they often run. It says, U.S. military now authorized to kill Americans on U.S. soil? Just ahead, intriguingly, of November elections, and that was my second thought, the military has granted itself permission to unleash lethal force on the civilian population. Again, I thought this has got to be an exaggeration, so I went and looked, and actually go to the next one, because this explains what it is. Now, it's not a law. It's a DOD directive. So this is, you know, the administrative state where they take over. They don't pass laws. They are laws unto themselves. Go to the next one if you can, because this is what they're talking about. And I went in and I read this secondly, and it talks about a reissued DOD directive that was reissued just on September 27th, 2024. It governs the Department of Defense intelligence activities and now includes provisions authorizing lethal force in certain circumstances, and it supplants the 2016 version, which did not mention that. So I read all of this, too, which is someone else's analysis. I said, okay, this sounds even more troubling. I want to go look at the document itself. And so go to the next one. I actually went and looked at the DOD directive. It's DOD directive 5240.01. Now go to the next one. I'm just going to get to this really quick so I can, just so people, this is on their own website. Now this is section 3 of that directive. Assistance to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities. Now go to the next one. Now this is levels of authority. This is section 3.3. Defense intelligence components may provide personnel to assist a federal department or agency, including a federal law enforcement agency or a state or local law enforcement agency, when lives are in danger in response to such a request for such assistance in accordance with the following approval authorities. Now, here are the authorities. I'm sorry to get so far into the woods, but go to the next one. Responding with assets with potential for lethality, and I underline this, I highlighted it, or any situation where it is reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force, including death or serious bodily injury. I'm sorry to bog the discussion down with that, Dr. Ball, but I really wanted to hone in on this as their actual document. It's not just someone's analysis.
It's the actual document, not just someone's analysis. So over 2 weeks ago, it was like 16 days ago, Elijah Schaefer on his show gets a tip about it being on the Pentagon website. And he talks about it. And then other groups went and called the Pentagon and got responses. They said, yeah, it's real. And now they're running from it. And now people are going, wait, Biden says Trump's going to be a dictator and use martial law. Harris has said it this week. They're all over their different channels saying it while they're doing this. And here's the big issue. Kamala Harris, going back now, what was it, 4 months ago, was selected. Biden has a medical emergency. He disappears. Laura Loomer rightfully was the first to report it. The media says she's crazy. He's fine. Later, they released the police scanners. No, he had a medical emergency. They were taking him to the hospital. Instead, they put him on a plane, fly him to Delaware, and he disappears for almost 8 days, 7.5 days, emerges with his hair sticking up, with a wrinkled suit, stumbling around on the tarmac, and the media says, why are you stepping down from the campaign? He says, what? I'm not. And wanders off. And then we have a fake resignation letter put out several days after he disappeared with no watermark, no Office of the President seal, and the signature was completely fake, looked nothing like Joe Biden's signature. And that no one knows who put it out. It's just posted on X, on Biden's X, and the media all says, oh, he's resigned from the campaign. And then Pelosi says, yeah, that doesn't look like his signature. I don't think that letter's from him, because she knows that's a huge scandal waiting in the wings. And the corporate media just ignores it. You had a coup over Biden. And of course, he stole the election himself, too. That was a coup. But there's a thin veil concealing that, where if you're not informed, you can believe the crap that no evidence was presented, because none of the judges, when Trump tried to challenge it, would look at the evidence. And now, since in the last 4 years, there's been lawsuits and cases, everything Trump talked about and we talked about turned out to be true. In fact, it's worse than we said. The illegals voting and the same ballots being recounted over and over again and counting in the dead of night when they said the polling tabulation centers were closed. So now they just normalize it and go on 60 Minutes and everywhere else. Yeah, she wasn't elected in the primary to be the candidate. It's new. It's never happened in our history, but it's just the way it is. So I'm going to say it again. We're already in a globalist coup. And then they come out with a DOD directive in the middle of September that nobody picks up on for 2 weeks. And then October rolls around and Elijah Schaefer does a report on it and says Alex Jones was right. I've been warning of this. And it doesn't trend number one for over 2 weeks. And to his credit, Ron Paul 2 days ago talks about it. He's got so much credibility, people actually go, we better go to the DOD website and look at it. So the point is, we're moving too slow, people.